Okay, I know you just clicked on this and you expect the show to start, but before it does, let's just get one thing straight. Get the kids out of the room. I don't want to be responsible for anything that the kids may pick up that I may say during the course of this program. I mean, I'm not here to hurt people. Get them out of the room. Go on, get them out. Send them off to school. Isn't school supposed to be starting? Shouldn't they be in school? Get them out of here. Okay. Are we alone now? All right. Let's do this.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird. If you like that sort of thing.
You know, it's really sad. You go shopping for shoes for your child because your child's going back to school. And you find that you can only afford the left shoe. You can't buy the right shoe, just the left shoe because of these damn Chinese tariffs. My God. You know, they say that a child going to school is to educate them, not to be a babysitting service. Au contraire, that's exactly what you are. and I love it. I mean, don't even send them home for lunch. Feed them there. My God, seriously? Teachers? No, babysitters. Come on. Next time a teacher says, I'm going to send a note home to your parents, give the note to yourself. You're the parent. You just adopted that kid. I mean, just imagine this teacher is yelling at your kid for being a little asshole in the class while you're sitting in a bar sipping on a margarita. I mean... Come on, that's fantastic. Hey, we pay enough in taxes. Might as well have babysitting thrown in. You know, come on, what the hell? Throw a little education in there, teach them something while you're babysitting them. It's a win-win. Obviously, that's not everybody's opinion on education. You know, I've said this so many times before, I'm getting sick of saying it. We're focusing on the wrong kind of education. Right. Your child doesn't need to learn English or history or math. No, they need to learn how to be decent people, how to stop being little annoying things. Teach them how to be an adult. Teach them how to live in an adult world with bills and invoices and lawsuits and investing and trying to keep a job, dressing appropriately so your pants aren't down at your knees, how to pronounce words, how to use words that don't begin with an F. I mean, that's what school should be. How to eat with a fork. How about that? Well, your parents should be teaching you that. No, parents don't know how to do it either. No, that's what schools are for. Teach them morals. Teach them how to get along, how to be proper, what the laws are. I mean, teach them that stuff. Not English. Hey, if a kid's going to read, kid's going to read. Come on. Kid's going to write, kid's going to write. I mean, you can't teach them that stuff. Penmanship? There's no such thing. You wasted like 20 years of my life. Yeah, I spent 20 years in first grade. Well, I got comfortable. What can I tell you? History? Most people are telling me, Ron, don't live in the past. Look forward. Don't look behind you. Move on. what are we teaching kids history for then? What's the point of that? Math? Why would you bother teaching a kid math when they have calculators? They've been around for a long time. Now there's cell phones with calculators as an app. It comes standard with the phone. It's the only thing that does. Kid doesn't need that. You got a cell phone. Why educate a kid at all when they can Google everything they're curious about? What's the point? What's the point? Okay, that was fun, wasn't it? How you doing? Welcome to the program. This is what you're in for. Hey, you clicked on it. I didn't force. Did I take your hand? Did I take your hand to make you click on this thing? Did I grab your mouse? That sounds wrong, doesn't it? He grabbed my mouse. Oh, my God. Have him indicted. I didn't make you do this. All right, welcome to the program. Oh, my God. I was watching TV yesterday, and there was a commercial for chicken. It was a fried chicken place. And I said to myself, my God, if I come back as an animal in my next life, not that I'm going to have another one, but if I did, please don't make it a chicken. Oh, my God, it's the worst thing to be on the planet is a chicken. For some reason, humans eat chickens exclusively. We eat chickens in every single form, in every single part of the damn animal we eat. Every part. And it's marketed accordingly. We eat chicken all the time. Everything's chicken, chicken, chicken. Things that aren't even chicken apparently taste like chicken. What a horrible animal to be. You're doomed. If you're a chicken, man, you're doomed. You are. People who are on diets, they're told by their doctors, don't eat red meat, eat chicken. These chickens, man, if you're a chicken right now listening to the program, pack a suitcase and get out of town, they're after you. And not only is it bad, and we'll eat you in any form, we'll saute you, we'd love to fry you, we'd love to bread you and fry you. We'll put you on a pole, on a spit, and we'll make you rotate like a rotisserie. We'll even do that to you. That's crucifixion, as far as I'm concerned. We'll bake you. We'll roast you. Any way we can. We won't eat you raw. Not yet. Someday. Not right now. And my God, as if that weren't bad. And we treat you horribly. We put you in cages. And even those of you that are cage-free, you know that's not what it is. Cage-free means you have room to lie down. Doesn't mean that you're out of the cage. Well, I don't see chickens going to Walmart buying antacid pills. They're not free. It's not like, okay, you're free to leave the cage. Have a nice life. Get out of here. No, you're still branded for death. Come on. As if that weren't bad enough, and my God, it is. We actually take your young, unborn children, and we eat them with ham. Oh, my God. We eat eggs. We eat their unborn children. I know this sounds very cruel, but it's what we do. If we're not eating you for dinner, we'll eat your unborn children for breakfast. This sounds awful, Ron. I know. I'm just saying. We apparently don't think chickens are very sacred. No place on the globe is a chicken sacred. Ooh. We even have phrases about the chickens. Or you're crazy. You're crazy busy all the time. You're running around like a chicken without a head. Wow. What a horrible example that is. A chicken without a head running around? What kind of sick illustration is that? These poor chickens, man. Poor, poor chickens. They can't win no matter which way they turn. Don't ever make me a chicken. Ever. I get sick of chickens sometimes because chickens everywhere. Everything. If you go to a restaurant, you open up the menu, 9 out of 10 entrees are chicken. Some type of chicken. The Chinese even have a, they have tons of that. They have sesame chicken. They have General Gao's chicken. I don't know this general. Apparently, he was in some kind of battle with chickens. They even have a thing called strange flavor chicken. Yes, they do. You've seen it on the menu. I don't know what the hell that is. Why in the world would I, on purpose, order a chicken that has a strange flavor to it? Excuse me, I ordered the chicken. It tastes really strange. Oh, yeah, that's a strange flavor chicken. Wow. Wow. That's like, wow. That's so honest. You can't ever send that dish back. Well, you ordered it strange. You can't return it. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's wrong with the chicken. It's got a strange flavor. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We try. Wow. Oh, chicken, man. All right. Question is, how long am I going to go on with this chicken bit? It's significant. There's a lot of material here. So I'm milking this sucker dry. That's the one thing you can't do to a chicken. You can't milk it. If you could, there'd be chicken milk for sure. As long as you're going to eat its eggs and its entire body, let's milk it for all it's worth. Hey, there's almond milk. Do you know how hard it is to milk an almond? I don't even know where the tits are. All right, apparently now I'm going a little too far. There's no question I've gone too far.
Shut up!
All right, I will. Well, welcome to the program. We have a great guest coming up later in the show. Do you own a pet? Own, that sounds so wrong. Do you have a pet living in the house with you that you take care of? We're going to speak to a very well-known veterinarian about some of your dog's habits. Why do they lick you so much? Why do they lick themselves? Why do they scratch all the time? What the hell's wrong? If human beings scratch themselves all the time, they'd be quarantined. If I could lick myself, I wouldn't ever, ever have gotten married. So, I don't know what that means either, by the way, but that's why I asked the children to leave the room. Can you imagine if you could bend over and lick yourself? Oh my God, no one would ever leave the house. Why would you? Hey, you want to go to a movie? No, I'm licking myself. Hello, that's a lot more pleasurable than seeing one of your stupid movies. Unless I can lick myself in the movie, then maybe we'll talk. Yeah, come on. So we're going to speak to a veterinarian about that later. Well, not exactly about that, but not about human beings wishing they could lick themselves, and not that, but about dogs and why they do what they do. I'm sure you'll find it fascinating. I'm projecting that you will. I don't know that you will, but I'm hoping that you will, because it will be an interview that I will be doing in front of your face, and it would be really nice of you to listen to it. So that's coming up very shortly. The shorter I get, the closer it is to the time when I will interview the veterinarian. This is so funny, I can't stand it. No, not the show. Yesterday I was watching Jeopardy. I watched Jeopardy. Do you know why I watched Jeopardy? To be made a fool of. Because I'm watching people that are far smarter than I am for entertainment. I don't know why that would be. Why would I do something like that? You're supposed to watch things that make you feel good about yourself. Like when you watch Dr. Phil or Jerry Springer, where they're showing you the misfits of the world. You feel good about yourself, don't you? That's why you do it. That's why you watch the Kardashians. They have a lot of money, but pathetic as hell. That's a life. That's a life. You feel better about yourself when you watch these shows. But Jeopardy, I feel worse about myself. Like, I'm an idiot. They're parading everybody that is smarter than me in front of my face. It's very demeaning. But I think we like to be demeaned. So much in Jeopardy. Alex Trebek comes out horrible what he's going through physically. But I'm not talking about that. He comes out, Alex Trebek is painted to be one of the smartest people in the world because he hosts Jeopardy. You know, and I know he's got all the answers on a card in front of him. So, okay, that's like going to school and cheating on every single test. So that doesn't really impress me. But Alex Trebek comes out, and he's pronouncing everything perfectly. So you think he's smart because he's pronouncing stuff that couldn't possibly pronounce. I don't even know what the word is. And he's coming out with even the accent involved. I mean, that seems to be quite smart even in that regard. The category is philosophers. And one of the questions, or one of the answers, I get so confused with this, you know, put everything in the form of a question. I mean, why are we playing games here? Here's the question. What's the answer? I mean, isn't that what we're doing here? We have to make it difficult by putting it in the form of a question. I mean, seriously, that's a little out of hand. So anyway, it's about Socrates. You familiar with Socrates? If you went to school, you probably are. Do you know how to spell Socrates? Okay. So Alex Trebek is reading the thing, and he says, Socrates said the following thing, and he reads it. And he says, so says Socrates. And I'm thinking, Socrates? What the hell is Socrates? And then I realized Alex Trebek mispronounced Socrates. Oh, my God. He pronounced Socrates as Socrates. I laughed for like 6 hours after that for two reasons. One, because it's really funny. And secondly, Alex Trebek did that by mistake. I thought, no, he must have been joking. No, he wasn't joking. He misread it. He mispronounced it. One of the greatest philosophers of our time, Socrates. I still am in stitches about it. I finally realized that Jeopardy is not as bad as I thought as far as making me look stupid. I snorted. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I snorted. When somebody laughs and they snort, you know you said something really funny or something funny really, really happened. People can fake laughing a lot, and we all do because, you know, it's easier. But when you snort, that's an uncontrollable sound. That's like farting. Very few people do that on purpose. Some do. Some very annoying people do that on purpose because they think it's really, really funny. It is if it's timed properly, but nobody knows how to do that. But if mostly it just comes out of you because it has to and you don't expect it, like when you bend down to pick something up off the floor and that comes out by mistake. You know, that's just so natural. I don't even know why I'm talking about that now. I'm going to have to listen to the recording and see how I got into that subject matter. Anyway, our guest is coming up rather shortly. So is my dinner. Wonder what I'm going to have for dinner tonight. Chicken, perhaps? Maybe some form of chicken? Man, we're really into the fried chicken thing, aren't we? There's a lot of fried chickens. KFC started this. We don't even say Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore. We don't even bother saying the whole name. I talked about this yesterday. We shorten everything up because we just don't have time to say all this stuff. There's not enough time in the day. Even when the sunlight is like 14 hours long, you know, it's not it. We just don't have time. So we say KFC. Some people don't even say McDonald's. They say Mickey D's. I don't even understand where you got that from. Mickey D's? What is that, like a strip club or something? Yeah, if you're really Saturday night, I don't have any date, and I want to see women parade themselves in front of me, I'm going to go down to Mickey D's. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, so KFC, and then you got Popeyes. Popeyes, that poor cartoon character now is being associated with fried chicken. I mean, it just doesn't stop. And now they have Chick-fil-A, which was a southern chain, and it moved north. I mean, this is like an invasion. This is like a civil war. Chick-fil-A, very, very popular, but not open on Sundays. Excuse me? That's a weekend. That's when people love to eat fried chicken, but you're not open on Sundays? No, we're not. We're very, very religious. We are not to, on Sunday, we do not eat, we do not do business. We do not engage in financial transactions with chickens. Oh, okay. That sounds really good. Maybe if you're that religious, perhaps you shouldn't be in the fried chicken business, because guess what? Your competitors are making out really good on Sundays because the playing field has just opened up on Sundays. And I don't know about you, but a lot of people go out on Sundays, even to church. And when they come out of church, they go for fried chicken. So don't tell me that this is a religious situation. It's because someone's not understanding something. Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A. Again, we're not chickens, we're chicks. We're chicks. Want to go out and get a chick? I don't know what you're talking about. Are you talking about going out and getting some chicken, or picking up a female slut? What are you talking about? Which one? By the way, there are man sluts too. As a matter of fact, if you really think about it and look at it properly, men are really sluts. They're the ones that are. So let's not go calling people things. Let's not take groups of people and give them bad names. Donald Trump. Did I just work into that somehow? I think I did. All right, we got to do this. Let's talk about Donald's latest thing. I swear this won't take long. Hurricane Dorian was headed for Puerto Rico. They got scared because they were devastated last time we even said the word hurricane. Remember that? That's when Donald Trump went to Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico had no power. Everything was devastated. Homes were completely destroyed. And Donald Trump stands in front of residents who have lost their homes and throws out paper towels. Let me tell you something. Imagine you're in your home or apartment and it's totally flooded. Everything is ruined and soaking wet and full of vermin and disgusting swamp water. It's going to cost you millions of dollars and insurance money is not coming through. You're devastated. You have no power. Everything is soaking wet. And Donald Trump, the president, flips you a roll of paper towels. Thank you, Mr. President. Now the roll of paper towels will soak up all the 4 feet of water in my living room. Thanks, Donald. I mean, could you insult me more? Everything is flooded and you give me a roll of paper towels? Good choice. Nice photo op, Don. So Donald Trump, who loves to tweet and pretty much just devastate his own personality for some reason, this is what he tweets just yesterday. He says, "We are tracking close," and I'm quoting, "We are tracking closely Tropical Storm Dorian as it heads, as usual, to Puerto Rico, that island that's in the way of all these hurricanes. Let's move it." Remember when Donald said Puerto Rico is surrounded by water? It's an island surrounded by water. Did you go to school or not? I can't tell. Again, we are tracking closely Tropical Storm Dorian as it heads, as usual, to Puerto Rico. FEMA and all others are ready and will do a great job. When they do, let's let them know it. Give them a big thank you. Not like the last time. That includes the incompetent mayor of San Juan. He's insulting San Juan. and all of Puerto Rico saying, we helped you and you never said thank you. Yeah, well, all right, thank you for the roll of paper towels. Appreciate it. Donald goes on to say, get this. Trump says, Puerto Rico is one of the worst and most corrupt places on earth. What? Their political system is broken and their politicians are either incompetent or corrupt. Congress approved billions of dollars last time, more than any other place else has ever gotten. And it is sent to crooked Pauls. No good. And by the way, this is what Donald says. I can't believe this. He says, and by the way, I'm the best thing that's ever happened to Puerto Rico. From that tweet alone, he should be committed and mentally examined and made sure that he never harms the public again. Donald, you think you're the best thing that happened to Puerto Rico, where in your tweet, you've quite obviously have made yourself the worst thing that ever happened to Puerto Rico, except for the fact you threw him some rolls of paper towels. Unbelievable. And you wonder why I talk about this guy. Wonder no more. Our guest comes up right after this.
You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show, the podcast world's version of painful itching and swelling. You know they sell a cream for that, right? It's over the counter. Works really well. I've had to use it a lot.
Hello, Ron.
Hi, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Great. Dr. Jeff Werber is practicing veterinary medicine. He's been doing it for over 30 years. Oh, my God. He's one of the few actively practicing veterinary medical journalists in the U.S. Hey, good to speak to you. We always like to talk to veterinarians. I always get them confused with vets, and I always say thank you for your service. But thank you for your service anyway.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, it's funny, we always say when we write, we always try to use the full word veterinarian because of that. Because wait, are you a car? Are you an ex-army? What do you mean a vet?
Exactly. we're talking about, we're talking about pet scratching, and then we're getting into some other things, but... I have a dog. Dog is scratching constantly, no matter, and I do the monthly flea treatment and things like that. Is it normal for a dog to scratch at itself continually?
Well, it's normal for a dog to scratch occasionally. Once it becomes continual, when it becomes bothersome, when it actually interrupts their regular activities like eating and playing and chasing that ball, or they're rubbing and scooting and, chewing on themselves, then it's not normal. And, it leads to problems. It's often, especially this time of year, but it can happen all year, dogs scratch because of allergies. Oh. They don't sneeze. They don't have the runny eyes. They don't have the scratchy throat like we do. They actually scratch. And they itch. And they, as I said, they rub and they chew. So, it is obviously something to be reckoned with, and the more they do it, and I'm sure you've seen dogs that have scabs along their back and the fleas, and there are many allergens that are affecting them, not only the pollens that affect us, but it's also things around the house. It could be, obviously, their food. It could be house dust. It could be house dust mites. It could be tobacco smoke, wool and cotton and certain flowers in the house. There are so many possible allergens in a dog's environment. So it's really important to understand when your dog's itching is too much itching. And talk about, I have a great website that I direct pet owners to, and it's called youranimalinstinct.com, all one word, Your Animal Instinct, sponsored by Zoetis. And basically within the site, you can learn more about canine allergy, and you can take a quiz. It's called the Itch Instinct Quiz. And what this quiz does, it really will help clarify whether or not your dog's itching is a little too much. And if so, it will direct you, of course, to see your veterinarian.
Great.
And another program that Zoetis has been sponsoring and is tied in, as you mentioned, to the canine itch.
Yeah.
It's called the Canine Courage Program.
What is that?
And it's a wonderful program that is providing health care assistance to retired military and police dogs, as well as to active service dogs assisting veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Wow.
So when that quiz is taken, that triggers a donation by Zoetis to this Canine Courage Program.
Very
so
cool.
It's really a win-win-win.
Okay.
We're going to be helping our pets. You're going to learn more about your dog's itch, helping these service dogs and helping the veterans whom these service dogs are helping. So, you know, as I said, it's a wonderful program.
So there is a connection between veterinarians and vets.
Absolutely. How do you like that?
Oh,
so the veterinarians helping the vets. And also, more importantly, with the completion of the quiz and learning more, you will learn more about some medications, new medications especially.
Yes.
Because typically in the past, and I, along as well as other veterinarians, have been resorting to, of course, the antibiotics, as you mentioned, to treat the secondary infections associated with this, but also things like corticosteroids and immunosuppressive agents. And they are effective, but they also have side effects. Whether it's excessive drinking and excessive urination, liver problems, increased appetite. Obviously, it's a problem, but yet it's been worth it because we were helping our dogs. Well, now there's a new medication by Zoetis called Apoquil, and it is the best. I mean, I hate to talk about a dog allergy, but it's a cat's meow. I mean, it is not to be used on cats, but it's for dogs. And it is the first medication of its kind that actually attacks the canine itch at its core, without the side effects. And honestly, I've had clients call me and have seen results within 2 hours.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. Okay. It's great.
I wish I could take this stuff because I have allergies.
I know people have asked me, can I take it? No, it's just for dogs, but it is really effective and it's safe. And without the side effects.
Yeah.
So, you know, the way I look at the program is between the medication, the Apoquil, between the canine, you know, learning more about the canine itch, the Itch Instinct Quiz, youranimalinstinct.com, we are doing so much for our dogs and for the very special dogs that are helping our veterans.
Great. Is licking also an allergic kind of reaction like scratching? Because my dog always licks a lot themselves as well.
Absolutely, especially when they're kind of rolled over and they're licking either their feet.
Yeah.
If they're licking their feet a lot, we often think of food allergy or pollen allergy.
Wow.
Or they're licking their groin area. And again, that also is going to be pollen allergy.
I thought that was for pleasure.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, that might be too, but I would worry about that. And
then, of course, the chewing, a
dog whips around and starts nibbling at
their
skin.
Yes.
I would look for fleas in that one.
Oh, all right.
And, I mean, literally, they could be sitting and relaxing, and all of a sudden they turn around like a mile a minute, and they're just going nuts.
Okay, all right.
Yep. Those are the symptoms.
I wish you were my veterinarian, but I don't. You're probably not nearby. You're probably filled up. But anyway.
Well, you can come out to California. We'd love to see you.
Okay. Well, it's a little bit of a trip to have my dog checked out. Anyway, give me some websites where I can get more information when you're not around.
Okay. The website is youranimalinstinct.com, and that is the best.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Let me ask you one more
thing. All right. Thanks, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're done. Stick a fork in me. I'm done. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. That means it'll be different than this one in its content. Until then, put your one shoe on, go out there and conquer the world in some manner, shape, or form. And next time you eat a chicken, think twice, have some empathy. I wish you peace.